We actually didn't finish Mars in Pisces. Well,
yeah, that's what I was about to say.
That's the last one. Yeah, so that's the last one. And unfortunately, it's not that strong in Pisces. Mars in Pisces is not the strongest. It's similar to Cancer, I would say, because Pisces is receptive, very emotional, sensitive, and psychic, and can pick up the undercurrents around them. It's the complete antithesis of the fiery, dominant, aggressive Mars. So they, I think of most, probably them and Cancers have the hardest time being forceful, expressing their will, setting boundaries. The boundaries thing, I think Mars and Pisces, they might struggle with that the most. The drive for power is—
Wait, let me ask you this. Would the boundaries be— what do you mean by boundaries? Oh, when you said that, overdosing came to mind.
That is something. They could struggle with drug use. That's correct. But it's how Pisces is aspect. But let's say if Mars squares Neptune in Pisces, I would say maybe that person dabbles in stuff and, like, you know, alcohol, a lot of drugs. I don't know. Again, you have to look at the chart as a whole.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's something that can happen, and these people, they kind of lose themselves. Like, they lose their— it's like the boundary thing. So any client that has Mars and Pisces, I always talk about, again, the boundaries thing, and setting your boundaries and not being afraid to set, like, not be afraid of putting your foot down and setting boundaries and using your willpower and to believe in themselves, because a lot of times that gets lost with them.
Huh. All right.
Quick heads up. I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.